diverting case about a young woman who's undertaking her first exploration of alternatives to her conservative religious upbringing. Wienheimer says, like many novelists, she found some inspiration in her own life for the story.
I was a lot older when I broke away from the religion I was raised in, and I felt like I had an insider's view, so I used that, and I used a teenage voice because I felt my voice might be a little too angry. And I thought it was typical for teenagers to rebel. I had two teenage daughters at the time when I wrote this, and they had a lot of sass in them.
Now, is this book written for that age group?
That's a good question. Yes, Viking published it for young adults, but I'm getting quite a lot of adult readers, because about half of the emails I get are from older women who have also broken away from a conservative religion.
Why Maine as a locale for this change?
I grew up out west, and I had three daughters. When my oldest daughter was 12, she had a lot of medical problems, and when she was 12, she died. And my husband and I had not really taken very many trips alone, but our doctor, our pediatrician, talked about Bar Harbor. We lived in Cincinnati, Ohio at the time, and we decided we needed to go away and figure out life because there was such a big hole in our life. And so we went to Bar Harbor, and that was 15 years ago, and I've been coming back every summer since. Mm. Yeah. I fell in love with it.
What kind of early reaction have you gotten to the book so far?
Like 95% positive. I've been nominated for American Library Association's Best Young Adult Books of the Year, so that's a prestigious award. And librarians seem to love me because I've talked about a taboo religion, and they feel like teens need to have the right to search and talk about their own spiritual journey. But interestingly, because of the title, I've ended up on some Christian online bookstores, and people will read it and they'll say, well, I'm not sure this is a good thing for my granddaughter to read, because in the end, I don't know if Kate believes in God or not. She's unsure. I'd want my granddaughter to be very sure. So,
religion is, for many people, sometimes a taboo subject to talk about. And so as you were working on the book and realized that its subject involved that, did it give you pause?
No. One of my mentors, he's become very famous author, M.T. Anderson, he won the National Book Award this year for his book Octavian Nothing, which is, I shouldn't plug it, but it's a really great book. Anyway, he had me read everything that was out because at the time, it was the year 2000, they were saying, you know, publishers won't buy this book. But I have actually another novel that my agent took me on with, and it's a slower, quieter, sweeter story, and we're still trying to sell it. He didn't know I had this book. It wasn't finished, but the first publisher, the first day, my book sold. So September 11th and our current, you know, administration has made people interested in the religious right and what happens inside those homes, I think.
Becky Wienheimer's first book is called Converting Kate. She'll be in a real Maine coastal town, Bar Harbor, for an appearance at Sherman's Bookstore this evening. This is Morning Edition on MPBN. Good morning. It's approaching 20 minutes now before 7.